What's up, people? This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is episode 131.
This microphone smells funky. I don't know what's been going
Does
on.
Does it smell like an angry goatee?
Well, it's kind of shaped in a cylinder, you know, like somebody with amazing anal skills could probably fit it up something.
So. Ooh.
I don't know.
But I wouldn't even think about that.
No, it smells like metal, and then it smells like... What does that smell like? It smells like something very specific.
It smells like a skunk.
Yeah. Yeah. That's totally it. Holy fucking name.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. It's like, wait. It's like, it's kind of like a penny. It smells like a penny. And then it smells like a skunk. And then it smells like somebody who has beer breath, kind of. God damn it, Mike. I'm just joking. I don't know if you had beer breath. You probably had cock breath.
Who doesn't?
Excuse me. Right.
Usually on these microphones, who doesn't?
All of our listeners.
I know, right?
And our guest, Mr. Drew.
Sorry, we've been away.
I'm just joking. Drew isn't here tonight. Yeah, we've been away for a while, man. I was supposed to do this whole, like, Jay-Z sampling comeback, like, you know, comeback theme song thing when I came back. Finbar, shut up. But we didn't because our recorder thing was messed up and... Anyway, our last show was in Virginiosio.
In Virginia.
And Virginia. And Ricky proceeded to tell me tonight about his father who beat up his principal and his bus driver.
In one day. And went to jail.
And went to jail.
He was badass.
What did I say today in the car? I was so fucking country.
I was like,
I forget
what you said.
It ain't a compliant. I was like, it's not a compliant. I don't know. It was silly. But, yeah, we're back, and what do you know? We're going away again in a week.
My job doesn't know that.
Well, I'm going away in a week, at least.
You got to keep it on the down low. The down low.
Anyway,
Kelly and stuff.
Right, I'm going back to Phoenix for a while. From a week from now. Until almost New Year's, then we come back here and spend New Year's with my baby.
Yeah, Christian will be here from California, Los Angeles.
That'll be funny because he's a dirty man.
Ooh, he's so Mexican. He's cute.
He's dirty. He's going to, like, infect you with Christianity. And,
he's going to pound me with Christianity.
And mild sauce.
I bet it's hot.
I don't know. He's a little too white. But he does speak Spanish, and I'm very impressed.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like Mike does. Like I said on the show, man, if you... Oh, I don't know if I said this on the show, but it's like, look, if you're a certain ethnicity or you have history somewhere, you need to know that history and you need to know things about your family and you need to know part of the language or something that your great-grandfather did years ago or something. You got to know your history. Even if your family is not very cool or you're not close with them, it's like you have to know where you come from and what you represent. Because even if it sucks, man, you know. Miami is still my hometown.
You got to know what you're representing.
It's true. You got to know where you were, like, born and, you know, the people that came before that.
And stuff and junk.
We just went to the Lakeland Christmas Parade, which is a motherfucking big deal. It is a big deal. I'm impressed, man.
I told you it was huge. You're like, oh, no, we can get there late. It'll be okay.
I was like, because you haven't seen the parking master, but he wouldn't let me drive. So.
Hells to the motherfucking no. So we had to park like 10 million miles away, which is cool. Really only like half a mile.
We got a good jog around the lake. And it's like gorgeous here. And we've been starting to kind of eat at different places here. And I've been starting to see different kinds of people here lately. And it's cool to meet different. It's cool to meet to like see the real city, like the real town, you know, instead of just like driving through it all the time, you know, to meet people that are really from here and to go to places that are like mom and pop stores and restaurants that are from here and they aren't some kind of chain like Chili's or whatever, you know?
Well, my thing is that I don't like to try new things at restaurants, so it's hard for me to
go to a new place.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so we went to we saw the parade, which was really cool. Lots of high schools, lots of Christianity, lots of
is it me or do the cheerleaders have like some really short shorts dresses?
I think they watched Bring It On like too many times.
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, it was funny too. There was like this bus, this van with all, of course, with all these black kids, which like, it's just funny when like, I mean, stereotypes are hilarious, but it's funny when they live up to their stereotype. It was like all these black kids walking around and then this van behind them that was like boys and girls clubs or some shit. And it was like filling playgrounds, not prisons. It was like,
wasn't that awesome?
Oh my God. It basically, you know, and it's like some kind of Martin Luther King something. And it was like, basically, you know, because we're black, we often end up in prison. So we're making sure our young black children don't end up there. And it's like, I understand like what they mean, like the message, but it's just, it looks really bad when you're in a parade and there's like, you know, only black people on your float with that message on it. That makes it look so terribly stereotypic. It's like not even funny, but it was funny. But we, Ricky was like, we're going to fill prisons, not playgrounds. but yeah, the parade was really cool. And there were people shouting everywhere. You wanted to talk about the patriotic lady who was like, support our troops, support our freedom. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm all about the troops because they, like, you know, were, like, free and stuff because of them, but...
That sounded so fucking terrible.
Well, I don't mean it like that.
And,
it's
like,
just
the Asias and the Africa.
The Asias and the Africas and the Irans.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I...
Fuck, my microphone fell over. Go ahead.
Yeah, speaking of microphones, hey... Guys, we need some help with the microphone because one of them went bad.
Yeah.
So we kind of need a new one.
We're getting shit.
So if you can donate some money, it would be nice. Post Office Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802 would be wonderful.
Because we're still broke and we're like perpetually broke.
Anything that you can send us would be awesome.
Yeah, Christmas time, man. Think of the blacks.
But we're not black.
But my name is Black.
I mean, yeah, you have a black penis. Black, yeah. You have like a black man's penis.
And I have a black name. Cedric and Herb. For those of you that don't know, my real name
Herbalicious
is Cedric.
Herbalicious. Everybody calls you Herbalicious now. Like everybody from other podcasts, they call you really? Herbalicious. Yeah.
Yeah. From other podcasts, I get talked about what?
Yeah. I'm telling you, other podcasts love you.
Yeah, like that girl in Chili's who's like, I've heard so much about you on Wiki's MySpace.
Yeah, and that's so bad because I could not remember her name.
Yeah, so I pulled my smooth moves, and I was like, oh, you know, and I reached out my hand, and I'm like, oh, I'm Herb, you know, what was her name? And so, you know, and then she left, and I looked
Tiffany.
At Ricky, and I'm like, you see what I did there? And he's like, yeah. It was cool.
That was, like, awesome and junk and stuff.
I was like, you know, oh, hey, Foul Monkey's tip number 69. No, Foul Monkey's tip number 347. If you're with somebody that, you know, a friend of yours, whatever, and somebody else walks up that you haven't seen in a long time, but they were really cool, but you couldn't remember their name, get the person that they don't know who's sitting with you to introduce themselves, you know, and then you both kind of find out their name at the same time. And then you remember, and then you act like you already knew, and then no awkwardness happens. That's my tip. But,
penis tip.
Mushroom tip. But anyway, I'm eating cake. And
the hell is this doing? Uh-huh. I'm like trying to edit this photo, and it's like all fucked up.
What are you talking about? It's because you're using GarageBand at the same time. I don't know.
No, it's not.
But anyway, we went to this place called the Chop Shop, which our neighbor, Mr. Matt, who lives upstairs, was like, dude, go here. I know people there. It's really cool. It's really good. Try it out. And it was really good. I mean, I had like a buffalo chicken burrito or something. It was the bomb. And we got some strawberry. I don't even know. The cake tastes different than most cakes, but it looks really generic, but it tastes like really, really, really good. It doesn't taste like that typical standard fare birthday cake, you know? So it was cool.
It was good.
Yeah.
You had a chicken burrito and I had chicken wings.
Right. And the guy who owns it is Todd, and he was cool.
So do you want to tell him that you're like in Chubby Boy Land today?
Oh, Chubby Boy Land. It's not Lakeland.
it's Chubby Boy Land.
Yeah, I mean there's lots of very hot guys around Lakeland for sure. And they're all like country. They're either country boys, like from Mulberry, which is like, you know, an even countryer part of town, or they're like college boys, because there's like five colleges right around here, like Florida Southern, and people are fucking hot, man. And then it was like, you know, I was looking around and I was like, I'm so glad I'm not in college, just because it's just there's certain people that you look at and it's like, dude, I could bet money there are like 200,000 people that look exactly the same as that guy or that girl or whatever. It's like they just like clone. It's like they teleport between like souls, you know. It's like the same girl or the same guy every time at that party that you went to last week, or at that Applebee's that you ate out with your mom, or you know, it's just like the same people like walk the earth, and it's hard to find people that kind of stand out from that. And so when I do, I'm really happy. And like our Mike and Tim, when we hung out with them, I was like totally impressed, man. They were cool people. I mean, I wasn't expecting like, you know, retardedness, but it was cool. They were
mm-hmm. retardedness.
Yeah, they surprised me even without the expectation. So it was cool. I was happy.
Oh, so what else has been going on? School is ending for me. I have one more week left.
And you know what really sucks is that, well, wait, are we talking about our trip to Phoenix?
Or? Sure.
Well, what really sucks is that Ricky is going with me to Phoenix for a little while, but not the whole time. So I'll be gone for like 2.5 more weeks than what he's going for me with. And that's like when he's out of school. So it's like we could be hanging out, but anyway, it sucked. But I don't have a job. And then my mom was like, well, I still want you to come visit in Phoenix. I'm like, all right, well, you know, I don't have money. And she said that she'd pay for the ticket. So I was like, hey, that's cool. And she's like, well, since you don't have a job anyway over there, you might as well stay here for a while. And then, you know, we'll find some work for you or whatever over here, you know. So basically it's like 3 weeks, and I'll make some money from her, since I love how, like, when I moved out, she realized how much I really did around the house. She's like, oh, my God, there's, like, so much I have to do now. It's like, that's right, bitch. I'm just joking.
Don't talk about your mom like that.
No, I'm just joking.
She listens to the show.
I know. No, she was fine. She was cool. But it was just, you know, it was funny. And so she's like, you know, I'll put your work, because we really need to get that garage cleaned out, because our garage is still like,
I know, so she can actually like use the whole thing.
Yeah, instead of parking her car in this like designated spot. Like, but yeah, so that'll be cool. And then I told her, you know, if her friends need like babysitting help or computer help or, you know, some regular odd jobs or whatever, then I can make some money. Because it's like there's no point in me getting a job now here if I'm going in a week and a half, and there's no point in getting a job in Phoenix if I'm only going to be there for 3 weeks. So I basically won't be working again until January of 08. So it's cool, but I'm like constantly broke because I only get a little bit of money from the unemployment from Walmart, and I have to pay my car bill with that and whatnot. Gas, food, whatever. So Ricky, you are the bomb. I love you. You've been helping out so much.
Mm-hmm.
And we really haven't done a show. You know, we've just been busy, like, living and stuff. Oh, we went to Busch Gardens.
I know, I feel bad because we haven't been doing the show. And we've had people asking about us, you know, wondering what's going on, all that stuff. It's just because we're busy. And it's hard to get things done when you have so much stuff going on.
We're too busy being hilarious and sexy.
I mean, I love doing the show, but it's kind of like I've gotten off track from it.
Right, so it's hard to
get back
into
the groove.
For
me to get back into
get
what I'm used to
into
doing.
The groove.
Boy, you got to prove your love to me.
Ooh, my
headphones
are going to fall out.
Yeah, I thought you said they're going to bust out because I was singing.
Ow. These heads. Ow.
What's wrong?
Sorry, it keeps pulling my head when the fucking, yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. We went to Busch Gardens last Sunday, and
this is pissing me off.
What? Stop this doing it. What we're
Photoshop
doing
shit.
All right, it's shitty. I'm sorry. We went to Busch Gardens. Pause for interruption.
We went to Busch Gardens.
And I have not ridden a roller coaster in 10 years before last Sunday, and the last time was at Six Flags Over Georgia. where we did like Batman and
Your mom's Georgia.
I did your mom like Batman. It took me a while.
It was all dark and cavernous.
And my favorite theme park in the entire world that I've ever been to in my whole life is Carowinds Theme Park on the border of Northern and South Carolina.
That place is awesome.
Freaking bomb. That was so cool. And it was like, I went with this like summer camp thing and we took this big field trip or road trip actually. And we went to Carowinds and then we went to Six Flags Over Georgia. And that was in 97. So 10 years. And it really, I mean, I still, like in my mind, it's like I still don't like wooden roller coasters because they give me a headache and I like metal ones. But all I did was one at Busch Gardens, and it was all right. I just, like, I haven't felt that falling feeling in, like, forever. So I just, I was like, I'm good. After that, I was done.
I'll give you a piece of wood that'll give you a headache.
I'll give you a bottomless pit to fall down. But anyway, it was good, and we went on this water ride. And actually, you know, the most fun part about the water ride, the most exciting shit of my life, that was, like, the best ride because – The craziest part was trying to keep our phones dry.
I didn't take my phone in because I'm smart and stuff.
Me and Drew and Cora were like, oh my God, because the water was coming everywhere and our phones are like, you know, frail and shit. And they got like completely wet. But they were
so Herb sticks his phone under my ass because he thinks it won't get wet.
And I kept touching you like underneath you and all the people were looking at us in the boat. And I was like, hey, man, I got to use my chubby boy, okay? Shit.
So
and that guy, this is white guy right in front of us who had like this mail order bride who had braces.
She had like she was like 12 and she was Asian and she had like the schoolgirl outfit on, but it was subtle, like from the 80s.
It's like, what's this guy doing?
It was so nasty.
It was like an otaku.
Ooh, I ain't like that. It made me feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Well, other than the cold, you know, 30 degree water up your ass.
Oh, it wasn't 30 degrees. Mm-hmm. It didn't go up my ass.
It went up mine.
I know.
And of course, it's like, I mean, afterwards, I was real sarcastic. I was like, well, it's a good thing.
Can we eat the cake after the recording? Nobody wants to hear all that.
So I was real sarcastic afterwards, and I was like, well, it's a good thing, you know, we're not in Florida, where water doesn't dry off of you for 5 hours after you get wet. God damn it. But we actually dried off pretty quick, just walking around and doing stuff.
I'm tired.
All right, fine. End the show right there. Bye, guys. No.
We're going to try to record with Herb and Phoenix and me here through Skype. That's going to be
like we used
weird
to
because we haven't done that in a while.
Back in the day.
Do you still have your microphone?
Of course. It's sitting in Phoenix attached to my desk.
No, I thought it was here.
No.
It was in the corner over here.
Excuse me.
Remember with my old microphone?
That little one? The one that clips?
No, it was a black one. It was like a stick.
All right, well, maybe. It might be there. I'll ask my mom to go look in there.
I don't think it's in there.
But I have like a list of things I want to get from Phoenix.
Would HIV be one of them?
No.
Oh, that's good, because I don't want that either.
Ew. And I need to bring some things back. I already got my two best friends taken care of for Christmas, and I still need to do my mom and you, actually.
Yes, you do.
And, yeah.
So, you know what's awesome?
What's that?
Is today I applied for a job at my company that was asking for podcasting experience.
Like they read your mind.
That was awesome. I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to apply for this shit. It's a virtual recruiter. I'll be recruiting people virtually.
Like those army spam ads? Like
kind of, but instead, I'm just going to virtually recruit gay people.
Be public strong.
I'm gonna do my people the favor.
Okay.
I think it'll be cool. I hope I get it because it's more money.
Oh, you know what was really funny? Is that we've been going to the library. Like,
oh, still in the music?
Recently, and just renting like 6 CDs at a time because apparently you can. And just coming back home and ripping them and then taking them back.
Back the next day.
Yeah, it's so awesome. Like, we don't burn them, but I just rip them to my computer because it's music that I know that I want that they have. And they have some, like, pretty good stuff. It's pretty cool. I think I already took care of the rock, pop, and R&B section, so that's pretty much all the...
I want to get some Latino flavor.
All the stuff I mainly go for. But they have like a huge jazz section, and I love
La Cucaracha, La Cucaracha.
And I love old jazz, so I'm gonna go and get all that. But anyway, guess what we saw there?
What did we see there?
Freaking Britney Spears Blackout. That shit like just came out,
and it's already at the
like
library.
2 months ago, and it's like, you know, once you're at the library, you're fucking old news.
Oh, you know what? No, before we go into anything else about the Christmas parade,
that's it.
I think smokers are disgusting when they cannot even give the people respect that are looking at the shit, the parade. There's children all around, and there's people blowing fucking smoke.
And the guy,
in
like 23 years old, is fucking puffing a pipe like Masterpiece Theater. It's like, dude, don't try to be fucking cool. What the hell are you talking about with this big ass beard? That's what I was talking about. He was like one of those guys that looks exactly like about 150,000 other guys that I've seen, you know, that are around my age. And it's like, you know, he's got like the black hat that looks like a Sherlock Holmes beret, you know, like hybrid thing that he probably got at Zoomies or Journeys or something. And it's like a black coat and black pants and black shoes and a black beard and black long hair. And he's puffing a pipe that smells like something suggestive. And everybody was looking at him because everybody kept smelling it and was like, what the fuck is that? Because, you know, there's no old man around, which is what those pipes are usually, you know, associated with.
I remember the homeless person going through the trash looking for
like
the
right
cans.
Next to us. Yeah,
I know. That was weird.
Yeah.
I grabbed my merce.
I thought you were going to say, I grabbed Herb's arm. Protect me, honey. No, no, I mean, to me, people can smoke, do your drugs, do whatever you got to do, but when it involves and affects people around you in a public place, it's kind of like a personal space thing. It's like, dude, get up off this. You know what I mean? I'm just standing here doing my thing, looking at something. And
bitch, we have to running
be...
wild.
You better put your hoe on a leash, man.
Ho.
Bitch is running wild. For show.
Love that movie.
Hurtin' for a squirtin'.
Oh my god, I watched a movie this week, last Friday, called Captivity, and it's a scary movie, and I fucking almost puked on the couch. I was so grossed out. If you like scary movies, check it out.
And you
Captivity.
Like nasty shit?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I haven't gagged so hard since Two Girls, One Cup.
Yep.
Oh, now there's a new one, Two Girls, One Finger.
Yep.
I know, gross.
But so, anyway, I just, that's the whole thing with smoking for me, is that it like... It's something. It's not a personal activity. It's an activity that affects everybody around you because you smell like ass. You know, it's different. Like, you know, the pipe didn't smell that bad, and like clothes don't smell that bad. But like regular,
I am sorry if it is not motherfucking weed. I do not want to smell that shit. Okay,
but you know what I mean, like menthol and like Camel Lights
don't
and Marlboro.
Smell it.
It smells so bad. It's like, dude, do you realize how nasty that smells?
I know.
And nobody, like even people that smoke, don't like it. So stop doing it. You know, I don't even know.
If it's not motherfucking weed, I don't want to smell that
motherfucking
shit.
Weed on motherfucking airplane.
So we got an awesome email from a listener.
Oh yeah, that was cool. The British
from
guy.
Across the pond.
I wanted him to say something like British-ish, but
well, maybe he'll call into our hotline when he's in Florida or when he's in the United States, and he'll leave us a message because I think British guys are hot.
Before we listen, though, I have to say that it is refreshing not to hear something bad about America from somebody not from America.
I know. He's awesome. You want me to read the email?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. I thought I was going
to. So it says, hi, Ricky and Herb. It was kind of you, Ricky, to leave a comment on my very own blog. Of course, I included a link to Foul Monkeys on the blog roll. It is, after all, a favorite one in the core group of podcasts that I listen to each and every episode. Finbar, sit the fuck down.
He's shaking his chain.
Damn, shit.
Like a stripper.
Finbar, come on. We're doing a show. Lay down. All right. I forget exactly how I arrived at your show. What did catch my attention was where you were located. Each year, me and my partner Mike spend a vacation in Florida renting a house up in Newport Richey in Pasco County. We both love America and go there each year, mostly Florida, with sometimes a three-week road trip somewhere else. In 2005, we had 3 weeks in northern Arizona.
Awesome.
They like hit up both of our states, right?
Awesome.
Starting and ending in Nevada. Next year, it's going to be another extended road trip, both the Carolinas and Georgia, finishing up in Newport Richey for the last few days.
I was like in the hotel room.
Yeah, I know, right? Hot. So the Florida connection is important to me. Also, I am a fan of Pod Is My Copilot, Riding with Bill, and QCast Connection, which are all Florida podcasts.
You actually said it right that time.
QCast Connection?
Yeah.
I know, right? But most of all, it's you two guys that make Foul Monkeys so attractive to listen to. Oh. Let's see. I like Herb's attempts to make himself heard above the hubbub when he has something meaningful to say. Or Ricky trying to impose some order in the proceedings when the other guests start getting noisy and acting up. The format and the content ticks all the boxes in my list of must-haves in a podcast. I also enjoy the light shows when it's just you two guys, which is this show, I guess. That was a great idea. I've been listening for a while, but I have been lazy and not commenting much, just twice, I remember, or given any feedback up until now. But that's something I've started trying to work on, and I'm at last getting up off my lazy ass and contacting the podcasters that give me so much enjoyment.
That's good.
Hugs to you both, Paul. He's awesome.
Yeah, man, I want to see pictures.
He's on the Frapper map, unlike some of you fuckers.
We got to see pictures. Paul, send us pictures.
Yes, send us pictures. Foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
They can be naked, but they don't have to be.
Yes, they can be naked, but they do not have to be.
Right.
Also, you know, speaking of Pod Is My Copilot, they have more reviews on iTunes than we do.
Nope.
And we have been out there for 2 years. What the fuck is up with that? I love me some Pod Is My Copilot, but I need me some more reviews. What do we have to do to get reviews? Call in and tell us.
We have to
206-984-FOUL. Should we tell them what we did about the cable bill?
We have to do more shows.
No, should we tell them about the cable bill?
No.
Yeah, we should.
No.
That's, you sure?
Yes.
Is that personal?
I'm positive. Well, it's a really good secret. Nobody should know about it. Because then other people could use it. No.
That is true.
We are the bomb, and we deserve to have our bomb secrecy. Like the Unabomber. I don't fucking know what I'm talking about. We've been playing a lot of Mario Galaxy lately. And Mario Galaxy really rocks. I'm impressed, but at the same time... And here's my video game rant. Shut up. Mario Galaxy for the Wii, everybody should go pick up. If you like Mario, if you like Nintendo, if you've never played Mario, if you've never played a Nintendo, pick it up. Either way, both ways.
Who has never played Mario or Nintendo?
You never know. There's people who haven't seen Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I don't know. But seriously, like, try it out. I know it's in 3D, and a lot of that, you know, a lot of the older folk that turns them off who've been playing the old school stuff forever, but it's really good. The way they use the gravity is insane. It's like a mixture of a couple games, but it's really, they really have their own style. I think it's too easy until you get to like the extra stuff after you beat it, and then you go further to unlock more stuff.
That shit is motherfucking hard.
But I don't know. It's probably just because I've been playing video games forever. But I think some of it's like, you know, like, hey, jump in, and within 10 seconds, I got the fucking star. It's like, wow, I really didn't want to go through all that, you know. Well, it doesn't really load, but I didn't want to really go through that dialogue and those cutscenes and that saving, you know, little noise it makes and all that. Just,
you know,
for
what
that
word
thing.
I like?
What's that?
Hubbub.
Hubbub.
That's what Paul wrote.
Yeah, what he said.
Hubbub. Yeah. It's cute.
But anyway, all the hubbub about Mario Galaxy is true. Go play it. Oh. Remember how I was talking about on...
Remember you found a gray hair in my chest hair last night? Oh, my God. I'm getting old.
Oh, my God.
That was so not hot.
It really wasn't that bad. I think it was just like a blonde hair that got straight. Like, I was like, dude, I get gray hairs on my arm. Like, one of them, you know, it'll be a little long or something. Like, one of those. I think that's what it was.
I don't know. I don't want gray hairs. I'm too young for that. I am too cute for a gray hair right now.
You're cute, gray hair or not.
So we're on 30 minutes. What else are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about...
I'm going to put some phone calls at the end.
Well, we could do one now and then comment on it.
No, because I don't have it set up to do it like that.
I see. Unprepared. Unacceptable. I need our drops. But anyway, yeah, life has been well, it was kind of crazy, and now it's, well, for me, it's been just like, you know,
it's starting to settle down a little bit.
it's just biding time until I go to Phoenix because there's nothing. I mean, other than like stuff around the house and stuff around town, there's like nothing I'm really doing. But I've been hanging out with some cool people and doing stuff, and that's cool. Just taking a breather. And then you know, before you know it, I'll be traveling again and going to Phoenix, and that'll be really nice to see all my friends and, you know, my mom, and it'll be a good time. For sure, I want to hit up some crazy parties and go camping and go up north and eat at places that they don't have here and all that other stuff. But, you know, it's really funny that I miss, like, things about Phoenix, but I don't sit around missing, you know, like, you know, getting homesick and stuff like that. It really hasn't happened. And it's been, I mean, I've been here since May, so I can't believe it. This is going to be our second Christmas together.
I know, isn't that weird?
It's like, whoa, and I'm like cool here. I'm fine with it. I just need, you know, when I get back, I need to get a job and then get back in the swing of that. So
you sheltered, need to get a job.
Yeah, because unemployment.
I'm tired of getting free blowjobs.
Unemployment ain't cutting it.
I want to let everyone know, if you want us to send you a Christmas card or a holiday card, email us your snail mail address. We'll send you something.
Santa will drop it out of the ass of his reindeer machine.
He'll come it'll all
be
over
like,
you.
It'll be like,
look, we hauled fall down. Ass when we saw Santa Claus come onto the road.
Yeah, because he was the last one, and we're like, oh shit, we gotta go eat and get out of here before the crowd start. And there really wasn't that much traffic. Like when we left, it was pretty smooth.
I told you though at the beginning. I said if we don't get down there early, it's gonna be crazy.
That's what she said.
And you're. And you're like, it's Lakeland. How important can it be?
Yeah, it was cool. I was impressed.
Like, there's a lot of people that live here.
Yeah. And honestly, every single one in the town was there. Yeah. That was like, it was like, oh, there's little Jimmy and there's old man Bob. And
what else
know.
Did you put in your phone for us to talk about the parade?
That was it. There were lots of hot guys, but lots there of smelly were. Ones, too.
Herb has a crush on all the band directors.
Yeah, man. Elementary school band directors are fucking hot. And I didn't have hot band directors when I was in band. I had dorky-ass loser band directors that were the same band geeks that the ones I was playing with grew up to be. You know what I mean? It was like dork. But a lot of them do have a very high understanding of music, and they are, you know, there's some cool people. It's just
dork,
like...
Dork, lemonade around the corner, hotness is made.
Like, I remember I had Mr. Perez in middle school, and he could talk exactly like Marvin the Martian. It was, like, awesome. And he was a really cool guy and wasn't – I mean, he was into music, but he wasn't, like, a loser. You know what I mean? He wasn't some really geeky guy. He was just – you know, he was cool, and he happened to be a band director. So that was pretty cool. Oh, what was that school with the priest?
Oh, like the float Santa Fe Catholic High School.
Yeah, Santa Fe Catholic High School. What happened at Santa Fe?
The principal of the school was having sex with all the boys.
That is terrible. And they have like a float in the parade, and it's like, we know what you all did. And you can tell like the kids up there like have this kind of like I don't know what's going on.
Oh, he doesn't work there anymore.
No, I know, but it's like I wonder if they know the history of the school they're at.
Oh, I'm sure they do. It was a big thing in the paper.
That's so terrible. Oh my God. You're staying late after class, Bobby.
What? Why is it going to be Bobby?
Ricky.
Sounds better.
Oh, my God. So your dad can come beat him up?
Ooh, right. Alrighty, well, I guess we're ending the show.
Where did those bruises come from, boy? Only I can give you bruises like that.
My daddy says I have the biggest cock in the world.
My daddy says I'm the best kisser.
Oh, speaking of voices and shit, Ricky had this project at school.
Oh.
Where you were supposed to do, we were supposed to like do a commercial for Sirius Satellite Radio where we basically talk in an annoying voice and say, you know, if you were listening to Sirius Satellite Radio, you wouldn't be hearing me right now, that kind of thing. So I did all of them. I don't remember doing that many, but apparently I got 12 different voices out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cool because they were all, I mean, they all sound like me, but they're all different. You know, it was like Mexican. It was like very stereotypical, like Mexican, Chinese.
I should put those on the end of the show, too.
Yeah, it was like, there was like a really gay one, a Valley Girl, a screamy, annoying one, a Arnold Schwarzenegger one. It was fun, but the teacher didn't like it. She was like, well.
She was not impressed.
She was like, well, they were like annoying. And it's like, well, that was the point, bitch. So I don't know. I don't know what she was talking about, because. But what was the one that everybody laughed at?
The Arnold Schwarzenegger one.
Okay. Oh yeah, and I did Yoda too.
Oh, Yoda was funny too.
And I try. I mean, you know.
I don't even think I have that anymore.
Chewbacca is a funny voice, but you know he never talks, so you can't really do like anything in Chewbacca. You can just make the noise. You know, like. That's about it. It kind of. It sucks though, because it's like I wish I could talk like him. You know. Like, have sentences and phrases in Chewbacca, in Wookiee talk.
Why does that make me laugh every time? Remember my friend Melissa was, like, going fucking crazy? She loved it. All right, so let's end this one. Give us a call at 206-984-FOWL.
Hit us up, foulmonkeys.com, myspace.com/foulmonkeys. Join our Frapper map.
Oh. My God, the blog and Christian putting up the nastiest fucking video ever.
Yeah, don't go to the blog and watch the video, please. Oh, it's terrible.
So nasty. I am so sorry for the people that clicked on that.
It's like I thought. Two Girls One Cup is nasty in like a let's not eat while we watch this kind of way. The one that Christian put up is like a let's not watch this ever kind of way.
Because it makes your penis hurt.
Right.
Ugh. I didn't even get past like. 5 seconds. I was like, I'm through with
this. It's like Ripley's Believe It or Not, we're not watching this anymore. I can't believe it's not better.
So make sure you check us out on MySpace. Leave us iTunes reviews, please, because I want to be ahead of Potus My Copilot and B-Talk.
It's like this
I'm
personal,
competitive, y'all.
It's
shit.
This like personal vendetta and competition that nobody else knows about except for us.
Right. It's it's like a thing we talk about at night while we're like making out.
Like, hey.
Let's do an episode of what it's like in the bed. No, here we go. You ready? Hold on. Hey.
Hey.
What's your name?
And then we start kissing.
Hey.
And then it's like, is B-Talk still ahead of us? I don't know. Well, we should go check.
And Pod is My Co-Pilot was mentioned on 93.3.
What?
Yeah, can you believe that?
The radio station?
The radio station.
The one with, like, the shitty music?
Yeah, and stuff, and junk.
Not like any of the radio stations are really great around here, but I actually think 95.7 is okay.
95.7 is cool.
Yeah.
It's what they call the ethnic radio station.
Meaning the black people radio station.
Yes, whatever.
I like the Steve Harvey morning show.
Steve Harvey's funny. Yeah.
Steve Harvey.
All right, so 206-984-FOWLMONKEYS@gmail.com. Check us out on MySpace. Send us Christmas cards or Christmas presents or money for our equipment. You can send us a gift card to Guitar Center.
I was like,
because that's where we get our
for our equipment. Do you need
our microphones? We need one more microphone because one of them is bad.
I thought you were talking about enlargements.
Send us something at Post Office Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. Foul Monkeys, care of Ricky Burton.
I was like, not my case.
Anything else you want to say?
I am carrying on conversations by myself.
You sure are.
Uh-huh. I think we're done.
Alrighty, this is episode 131. We'll try to get something out before we leave to Phoenix. And hope you all have a great week.
This is Herb.
And this is Ricky.
And I'm a flirt. Peace.
First saved voice message.
Hey, it's Ricky. It's your fucking phone. I call from Orlando. Kevin the Cable Guy is fucking hot. With his Latino man. Where are you from?
Puerto Rico.
You. Answer your phone. Call me back. Bye.
End of message.
Howdy, y'all. This is Wilma Jean Pine Pussy with sex tip number 27. This tip is not so much a sex tip as it's just a general life tip. Okay? Next time you're on the way home, you've been out drinking too much and your gas needle is getting low, if you ever run out of gas, did you know that you could pull over to the side and you could piss in your own gas tank, and it'll get your ass home. Anyway, this here's been Sex Tip Number 27 by Wilma Jean Pine Pussy. Y'all have a good day now.
Hi, boys. It's Lala. I miss you. Listen, Ricky, you could try, you know, texting a girl back sometimes, okay? Anyway, hope you guys had a fabulous Thanksgiving, and I have an announcement to make. The next show you hear from Pinky will appear on December 21st. Watch out for us, because I'm back, bitches.